Hi guys, and welcome to Student Talks with Khan. We're back with another episode after a pretty long time. And the reason being is because my flatmates went back to their home countries and there was none left for a while. And my new flatmates, I didn't really have the time to make any podcasts with them. So here I am, but today I don't actually have a guest. Thanks to the coronavirus, I've been sent home and I'm back in the UK, back at home. And this podcast will be me talking about how my Erasmus kind of ended and what I'll be doing from now on with this podcast project. Well, to answer the question with how it ended, I pretty much, thanks to the virus, my parents wanted me to come back, so they felt I'd be safer with them, and I felt like I had to book a flight and come back. Luckily, I did. I know that some flights have been cancelled coming back from Spain and going to Spain with some airline companies. So yeah, I'm back for now, but I don't know if I'll be going back. I have left some clothes back there, but we'll see. The situation in Spain, I left literally a day before the full lockdown. It's pretty mad, to be honest. Like, people are clapping every day at 10 o'clock, going out on their balconies, and it's getting, like, once that happened, I started to understand how serious this kind of was. People giving morale to each other, and you know, like, you understand how bad the situation is, like, if it's gotten to that point where the bars are closed, everything's closed, university literally except everywhere except the hospitals and some of the supermarkets. Some of my flatmates stayed, some of them went back, and I can understand both. Like, I think Spain's nearly hit 10,000 or maybe over 10,000 cases now, and it's getting worse by the day. Obviously, I wish for the best for my flatmates and for everyone in Spain or around the world, because it's not a nice situation we're in. I put on my story asking some people to ask me questions about anything, really. And the first question is, Boris in or Boris out? I've always been a Boris out fan. I never liked him, even when he was a part of the government. Didn't think he was a serious candidate ever, really. And I don't know. Don't understand people who vote for him. We can see now that he's pretty much useless. He's not doing anything about this coronavirus situation. Today he announced that the schools were shut, and I feel like he announced that because things started to get a bit, like, the tension started to rise here. People were starting to show him some responses that he didn't expect from the British public. But pubs and bars and clubs, I think it's still open, and that's not really good, because people can still spread the virus no matter what. And it doesn't really affect the kids, like, fair enough if the schools are shut, but it affects the older people. So maybe close down things that affect where older people are, majority are, like the pubs, for example. So yeah, to answer that question, Boris out 100%. Never liked him. Don't think I ever will. And the situation here in England is, like, the supermarkets are a mess. There's no set rules or set standards, except from, like, you can maximum buy 2 toilet papers and whatnot. It's not looking well, to be honest. The cleaning products, the toilet rolls and the canned food, the fresh meat. I've just got to hope for the best, to be honest, and hope this coronavirus ends soon. But it looks like it's still going to rise upwards in the trend till maybe summer. I also got to say that people in A-levels and GCSEs are pretty lucky with getting their predicted grades. But then again, there are also people that may achieve higher than what they're predicted, so it might be a bit bad for them. Moving on, I have a second question. It says, what do you put in your chicken? My chicken, quite a special recipe. Well, no, There's nothing special about my chicken. I just season it, and most white people don't season their chicken, so I guess they find it pretty special, but nothing extra really. I just spice it with salt, pepper, olive oil, salt, pepper, olive oil. I had a recipe here actually. Yeah, all right. Okay. Paprika, cayenne, salt, pepper, garlic powder, a little bit of ginger, olive oil, a scoop of yogurt, and a squeeze of lemon. And yeah, just give it a mix and toss it in a pan really. And you should get good results and a tasty chicken. This is literally one of the most food I've cooked like in Erasmus, because that's literally one of the only dishes I know how to cook. A shout out to Adrian, my flatmate. He kind of showed me how to cook risotto, but and it was very tasty. I'd say his risotto is pretty nice. And obviously for the other flatmates, which makes me move on to other questions, which was what's fun about going abroad? And that's literally like you get to meet other people, really. That's the main bit for me, like knowing other people's culture, making links with people all around the world, seeing people's way of life, and understanding like their values and morals, really. Like that's what I enjoy the most, seeing what they cook on a day-to-day basis. Shout out to Nick, my mate from Holland. He introduced me to a Dutch food called frikandel, and that was pretty nice. I liked it. I had three Danish flatmates. Unfortunately, I couldn't eat anything that was from Denmark yet, but if I do go back, hopefully, I'll ask them to try and cook me something Danish, but we'll have to see. And also, it's you go out your comfort zone, you grow as a person. I think that's the main thing, growing up as an individual, because I think we're at a stage in life where we have to grow up, and you can't do this just by sitting at home. Like you can go to work or you can sign up to a social activity, but I think the best part would be if you have the option, do a year abroad. But with Brexit and with this coronavirus things, I don't think it's gonna be an option anymore. But if you did, or if you have like an option like Camp America, which was in one of the questions, I think do it, because you will never regret it. There's nothing bad from it. The only bad thing is missing your friends and family. That's about it. You can always adapt, I think, anyone. Other than that, I don't know what else to say about going abroad. Visiting like Spain was a perfect country for me, because Spain is full of beautiful cities and little places for sunsets. Sevilla, especially south of Spain, the beach was like an hour away. We had my very good friend Nico, which was in episode one. He drove us places like Huelva, Ronda, wherever really. If we wanted to go, he would have taken us. And shout out to them. I have I think like seven or eight flatmates still in the flat. They've actually got an Instagram called Trastamara COVID-19. So if you want to check out their daily lives, you can please look at it. It is pretty funny. They're in quarantine, like they are in actual lockdown, not compared to the UK. Like we're nothing compared to them. They literally cannot go out on the streets and whatnot. They're doing like gym classes up in the terrace, or going out to like play games indoors, like Twister, and cooking together, learning each other's language. It's a pretty pointless content, but it's funny. Moving on to the next question. What about your Erasmus fucking virus with this fucking virus? To answer that, I don't really know at the moment. If I do cancel my Erasmus, I will be permanently back home really, but which is not, I don't really want it to end. Like I was not prepared for it to end, like I'll just a very simple example is on, I believe, Saturday, Nico, my good friend, him and some others in the flat went to like a little, like an hour away from Sevilla, and I just said, "Oh, Nico, I'll see you later, as in like I'll see you when you come back from this city." And I booked my ticket Saturday evening, and it was quite sad when I realised that I couldn't really say goodbye to Nico properly, because it might have been the last time I've seen him for a while. I would definitely go visit him in Normandy. I think I made a lifelong friend with him, but yeah, like the same goes with Seville. Like I couldn't really say bye to it, because like I've always planned on my last day I'd be like visiting the bridge in Sevilla near the cathedral, going around the cities. I go just visiting one last time and saying goodbye in a way. But yeah, I really don't know at the moment. Like what I want is to come back and carry on my Erasmus, but if it carries on like this, I'm afraid it'd have to be cancelled. But I'll still would back. We'll try to go back to, because I've still got some stuff out there that I need to get back. Someone asked me, "Do you have corona? Heard you've been coughing a lot." Maybe you can tell from my voice, I'm a little bit ill, and I did just come back from Spain, which has over 10,000 corona cases, confirmed corona cases. So I don't know. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. But I haven't really been outside, just my garden, and I just went to Tesco this morning to get some bread. That's it. But I've been in this podcast for nearly 12 minutes now, and I haven't coughed once. So then again, you don't need to show symptoms for you to not have it, if that answers your question. Why did you pick to be from Welling out of all places? You have to ask that question to my parents when you meet them, because I don't know. Annabelle was asked to come here. I used to live in East London, pretty shit area. East London, North London, not areas I prefer, to be honest. But I like Welling. I like the people I met here. Yeah, I think I survived well here, to be honest. Favorite footballer ever? That is a good question. My favorite footballer ever, I'd say probably. Growing up, I always watched Ronaldo play, like his skills when he was at Manchester United. But he was an active footballer. But looking back, I'd probably either say Zidane or Ronaldinho, one of those two. They were probably one of my favourites. I would say Maradona or Pele, but there's not really clear footage for me to say, you know. But I do admire Zidane a lot for what he did for his country in Algeria, and I like him. So I think I'd go with the answer Zidane. Another question. Favorite member from the vlog squad? The vlog squad is a YouTube gang, if you want to put it that way, where they make their vlogs, and it's pretty funny. I don't know. Is it like my favorite or person I find the funniest? The favorite is definitely Jeff. Jeff is probably my favorite member of the vlog squad, just because of how cool he is, how calm he is in certain situations, and he doesn't like overdo his reactions and whatnot, because I know some of the videos are a bit overdone by some of the members in the vlog squad. So I'd probably say Jeff is the funniest. Oh, my favorite, sorry. But the funniest is definitely I could say Jeff again, but the person that makes me laugh the most is probably David, with how he makes David and Jason, like the combination of both them, and how they make fun of like Jonah and the other members in the vlog squad, like I forgot their name, Carl, Lee and Erin, how like the lesbian joke and stuff. And if you don't watch David Dobrik's vlogs, here's a free promotion for him. I'm sure he needs it. Watch his vlogs, like it would, especially if you're in quarantine now, you've got nothing else to do, you can literally watch all of his vlogs and you will not get bored. Like you will not feel like you're going mental in a lockdown house, you know, because you will need it. And I also heard that Netflix is doing like a little group streaming thing where you can watch a film together with a friend using a particular server on Google Chrome or something like that. Next question. Who was your favorite flatmate? My favorite flatmate was, I don't really have one. I can't say I have a favorite flatmate. But if I had to pick one, oh, it is a very hard question. I like all of my flatmates. I really like them, like very cool people. I never struggled making friends with any of them. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't want to be mean, but if I was to answer it, I'd have to say Sammy, and I think that showed through the goodbye I said to him. Like I teared up a little bit because I could possibly see Sammy again, but if he moves back to Syria in a couple of years, it will be harder to see him compared to the others who live in Europe. So I'd have to say Sammy, just through like the talks, me and him, like what we talk about late night, and the fact that our cultures are very similar. So yeah, I'd have to say Sammy on that one. And what's sad is I've always said to myself that I'm gonna always end up making a podcast with these guys. I've still got till June, so I always thought, yeah, I can always do a podcast with Sammy or whoever was in the flat. But time hits you like that. So just a little word of advice, if you're gonna do something, do it as soon as possible. Don't leave it till tomorrow. Don't leave today's job for tomorrow. That's what my dad always used to tell me. So I guess that applies to this situation. Just got another question. When am I coming back? I don't know. I really don't know. I have a plane ticket in 2 weeks, but it's been cancelled. So hopefully next month, sometime. I really do want to come back, but we'll have to see. Hopefully, if this virus goes down a bit, probably next month. And my sister's saying, can I join? Nope, she's not joining the podcast. Probably can hear me from where I'm speaking in my room right now, but no, you cannot. Yeah, that's all the questions I have at the moment. I will be making more podcasts in the future for sure, because I've got nothing else to do really. Though I am in the room, I'm locked down, I'm trying to self-isolate because of this whole coming back from Spain situation. And I do suggest to anyone else who's got a type of symptom to just self-isolate. Even if you haven't got any symptoms, even if you're totally healthy, just stay inside for now. Like, it's not gonna harm you really, is it? Like, don't go to pubs. It's just a bit silly if you ask me. Like, just don't go to any crowded areas. Unless just go, don't go outside unless you have to really. Now that schools are shut and some universities have confirmed that they're closed. Like, I don't know. I'd say just stop going outside really, and make sure you stock up on a decent amount of food and look after the elderly. Always give them priority because they are the most vulnerable to this situation. And if you can help any that you know, like just your neighbor if they're old, like get their number and help them out, do this shopping for them, anything that can help them. Because I feel like we're in a time of where we need to help each other, and if we don't, then we'll just show where humanity is really. Other than that, I haven't got much to say. Well, I could go on about the what's his face? It's the conspiracy theories behind the coronavirus, but I shall keep that for another podcast. And if you do want to hear the conspiracy theories on coronaviruses, DM me at Student Talks with Khan. And I have a shout out actually to my good friend Helio. He's a YouTuber and he's pretty funny. He makes funny prank videos. So if you do want to watch any prank videos whilst you're locked in, don't forget to watch Helio Talk To on Helio TV, I believe his YouTube channel is called, on YouTube. Yeah, that's about it, guys. If you've enjoyed listening to the podcast, please don't forget to like and subscribe to the channel, well, the page on Spotify. And if you want to listen to more and stay updated, please follow me on Instagram at Student Talks with Khan. If you have any questions, don't forget to DM me. My name's Khan. Thanks for listening and peace out.